If you look at the vast array of science that's available to explain what's going on here, there isn't anyone that contradicts the fact that there is a serious problem. And the worst case scenario is we've got like 8 years to make a 90% reduction in our CO2 emissions.
Everybody will suffer in the end as a result of climate change. The planet will survive, but ourselves and all the creatures on it will suffer as a result of it.
Why do you think people are apathetic?
Because perhaps they see it as a long-term issue, and it's always being reinforced to them it is a long-term issue. If you just look at what the politicians are saying, when they set targets to achieve, they always talk about a target of we will reduce such and such at some point in the future. So it's a target for 2030. So people don't see that there's a real need to do something now.
Why is there a need to do something right now?
Because the need is pressing, and the consequences of what we do take time to kick in. We can't wait and keep putting it off and putting it off.
Okay, today we've got the Big Sprout Day out, which is a family day as part of Spring Into Action. And this afternoon we've got loads of different art workshops using reclaimed and recycled materials. We've got music and we've got different activities for kids to bring in different sorts of people. The idea of today is really to be accessible to children and families and bring in different people who might not know about climate change or might not think so much about environmental issues and get them involved in lots of fun ways.
I'm making an amazing handbag out of plastic bags, out of carrier bags.
It looks like you're weaving strips of a cotton plastic bag.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm weaving bits of carrier bag in and out of each other on top of what appears to be some sort of like office tray, which is the loom. And apparently, if I carry on doing this, I can make an amazing handbag.
How long is it going to take, you think?
She says it's going to take 10 hours, but I think I might give up before then and leave it to someone else.
It's a good example, though, of using a material that, a plastic bag, which, you know, you can get, or shouldn't be using, actually, from shopping, but you can get them where people have used them. And it's really, really strong, because, of course, shopping bags stay in the environment for thousands and thousands of years. So it's a really nice way of using something and putting it to proper use rather than it going in some landfill. And they're also very, very beautiful objects.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, around 11 protesters gain access to the power station here. They chain themselves to power station property. Various reports, some say they chain themselves to iron railings, some say to machinery and perhaps dumper trucks. Either way, we do know in the last few minutes from the police that 11 people have been arrested.
Today we're here to draw attention to the energy industry and the power stations, which here are using coal, which is one of the dirtiest fuels available to us. We're drawing attention to the fact that power stations and our whole energy industry is responsible for 30% of CO2 emissions in this country. That although the government's been talking about targets and trying to reduce CO2 emissions, it's actually at the highest level it has been for 10 years. And we have very, very little time to act on this. We've only got a few years.
What sort of results can you hope to achieve by having activists inside chaining themselves to power stations?
Well, with actions like this, it's about trying to disrupt the actual running of a power station like this. It's about drawing public attention to it and also drawing attention to it from the people who kind of take part in these industries. we all know what the effects of climate change will be. We all know that we're actually on track for a 3-degree rise in temperature if we continue the way we are, and that's going to lose half the Amazon rainforest, kill off loads of species, make lots of places unhabitable. We're going to create lots of refugees through it, and it's an endless catastrophe. We know about it. We know how serious it is, and we are the generation that has to act on it. If we don't, then it will be too late.
So what's happening inside at the moment?
At the moment, I believe that the protesters are in there who've been chained onto some of the equipment, that the police have come in and started to cut through some of those chains. So some of those protesters have been arrested.
We had an email over the weekend about Spring into Action Day. There were many other areas in the East Midlands that suggested might be targets, the M1 widening scheme, Eaves Cross incinerator and East Midlands Airport. Have you any plans for any more disruption over the next couple of days? Today.
Yes, as far as I know, today is really sort of where the actions are happening. All of those things that were listed as targets are massive emitters of CO2. They're responsible for a lot of things that are going to contribute to climate change. They also, we should draw attention to them. I think there has been lots of things happening over the past year that have drawn attention to those, and there will be again in the future. That's all I know. I think everybody is becoming aware of the fact that it's a major issue and that serious action needs to be taken in a very short amount of time. And personally, I think it's really, really important to get children and young people inspired about it, because it's their generation that's going to feel the impact of climate change. And the whole Spring into Action event is about the fact that we've got very little time to make huge amounts of changes in our lifestyles, basically, because the way that we live is totally unsustainable. So getting the message across to people and showing people that there are lots of alternatives, lots of positive alternatives, which are fun and interesting and stimulating and involve working together. That's kind of the idea behind today.